We are learning Masechtas Kedushas Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting 9 lines from the top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, liftois es benoi, belalois leregel. You have a choice to do pidyon haben or to go up to be oil regel. And like Tosfos Rabbi Zaken says, it costs a lot of money to go up oil regel. You have to pay for plane tickets, it's expensive. So what do you do? What do you spend money on? To pay to your son or to go up to be oil regel? So pidyon es benoi, va'acha kach oil regel. You know what goes first? Pidyon HaBen goes before Alila Regal. Rav Yudah Beno, Alila Regal Achapay Es Benoi. First goes Alila Regal, and afterwards, Yepoida Es Benoi. Shizu mitzvah Iveres, Vizu mitzvah Shein Iveres, because Alila Regal is mitzvah Iveres. Once you miss it, you missed it. Mashtayin, Pidyon HaBen, you'll make a few dollars afterwards. You'll pay it, you'll do that later. It's not a mitzvah Iveres. Bishloim Alar, huh?
It's a mitzvah 30 days.
The mitzvah starts at 30 days. If you miss 30 days, you still can be yotzei to the mitzvah. 100%. You're not going to have anything, no. But from 30, you're not allowed to do pidyon before 30 days. After 30 days, it's yours.
You didn't do
it
day
35.
I'm doing
the
regular.
Right, no. It was oivah zizim makdim mitzvahs. No, not have anything, no. You could still be a pidyon haben. Bishlom l'Rav Yehuda, could it come a time? Bishlom l'Rav Yehuda, could it come a time? He says the reason is because Alila Regal is a mitzvah iveris. There's a choice. The Alila Regal is too late. You can't do it. Pidyon HaBen you could do. El Rabbanon, my time, mayu. What's the reason? The Amakra, the Pasuk. So what's the reason? Why Rabbanon said Pidyon HaBen goes first? And for the Gemara, the Amakra, it's in the same Pasuk. That's why we've been clarifying the Shaila. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kol b'char b'necha tifteh v'had l'yara p'nerekam. The Pasuk says, Mam's one after another, it says, Kol b'char b'necha tifteh v'lo yiro p'nerekam. So you see, the order is first do pidyon haben, and then go be oil regel, lay your up on a rekam. Actually, some of the Rishonim learned that when we're saying the money, we mean the kabanas. We said up to Tosfos Rizaken, and that's the price of going l'derech. By the way, when I said plane tickets, I didn't say Tosfos Rizaken didn't say planes. You don't have planes in his days. It means going up l'derech. It means the price goes l'derech. The others learned it means the money for the carbon. Agav, we had this pasuk earlier on kedushin. Everyone remembers? We had a shaila b'hanaka. What the price of Hanukkah was. We learned that from Rekam Rekam, which I was learning from Pidyon HaBen, or from Ilil Regal, and we said, Kibarecha Hashem Lekecha. We had this passage before, Bakabonim. We have here Machlekes, what goes first? Pidyon HaBen, Ilil Regal. Look at my right, Tanabaran. Unless someone has 5 sons or 5 different wives, and for all those wives, it's the firstborn. Shechayev, if there's kulam, you have to pay to all them, 5 Pidyon HaBens. Tamalayma, Koil Bechor Venecha Tifta, Koil Bechor Venecha, all your Bechors. Pshita, Petarechem Tarachmana, obviously, it's totally Petarechem. And Petarechem is by the Isha. He had 5 firstborns for the Isha. So the Ramah would tell him, Nailif Bechar Bechar Nachla, maybe learn about Bechar Bechar Nachla, Malahal Rishayna, just like by Nachla, just like by Pishnaim, the double for Bechar. Is Rishis Oina Yavkan, Rishis Oina, Kamash Malon? No, that Kar Bechar Menacha Tifta means you have to do all of them. Now, what would be the Havamina here? It says Petarechem, so Rishis Oina would not have Petarechem, Zokhtar Ritval Gishmak. The Havamina be is, you need both. You need Peter Rechem and Rachis Oina. You think it has to be your firstborn and her firstborn. Kamash Malon, no. Her firstborn is enough to be Chayiv, to be Paita de Bechar. Zogt Gemara by the Lamdei Torah. The third thing on the list, the first two was Mila Pidyon HaBen. Then comes Limud HaTorah. You have to teach your son Torah. Chiyuv D'Oraisa to teach your son Torah. Manola, the Chesiv says in the Pasuk, V'matem Oysom Es B'neichem. You have to teach your sons Torah. If your father didn't teach you, you're mechayiv to learn yourself. The chsiv v'limadatam is a different pasuk. This pasuk is it says v'yikum oishal kol yisov yemaleim shema yisrael zachukim esasprat mashanoichi doyve baznechem ayoyim ulimadatam oishom mashmarak masayisom. It's a chiv on you to learn the Torah. Now, what does it mean learn Torah? That means like learning alphas. So pastors, you look at the Shulchan Aruch and all other svarim. That means to learn kol Torah kula. Means learn Tanakh, Mishnah and Gemara. The chiyuv for the father to teach the child that Torah, and the father to teach you, you mechuyiv yourself. You mechuyiv yourself to learn the whole Torah. That's a chiyuv. The chsiv v'lemaratem imenon lemechayiv. How do you know that she's not chayiv to teach her son? The chsiv v'lemaratem kol she mitzvah lumoid mitzvah. We read it v'lemaratem means to teach and to learn. So kol she mitzvah lumoid. If you have a mitzvah to learn Torah, mitzvah lamed, you have to teach Torah to your children. Because ain't a mitzvah lomoy, you don't mechuyev yourself. You have mechuyev yourself to learn Torah. Ain't a mitzvah lamin. You're not mechuyev to teach Torah. But even though she herself lemechayev lemelef nafsha, How do we know that she doesn't have to teach herself Torah? If people are required to teach her, mitzvah lamdei is atzmei, it's required for herself. Any person that they're not required to teach them, mitzvah lamdei is atzmei, they can't. They don't. If you're not required to teach me, I don't have to teach myself either. When I in that the father doesn't have to teach the daughter, she'ena chayim mitzvah lamda. Don't makrod. It's in the pasuk. Why not the way you say it's been neichem v'le bnei seichem? You're not mechuyev to teach Torah to the daughters. It's a whole shaila in the rishonim. If there's even an iser, that's really gemaros about it. There's an iser to teach the daughters Torah. But upon him, the man tomayis is neichem v'le bnei seichem. There's no chiyev to teach them Torah. Pashas the like there's no chiyev limud haTorah amrei seichem. But vada there is an inyan for them to learn the mitzvahs that they are mechuyev and to learn the halachos that are mitzvahs. That's not medin limud haTorah. It's medin learning. It's medin like the instruction manual of the mitzvahs. It's a different type of din. Limud haTorah by us is a mitzvah by itself. The mitzvah of limud haTorah. Tana rabbanan hu lumoid b'nei lumoid. Let's say your father did not teach you Torah, and now you have a choice. You should learn, or your son should learn. What's the shaila to both learn? Someone has to make parnasa. So who do you send to make parnasa? If you make parnasa yourself, you send your son to learn, or you send your son to make parnasa, and you go learn. So halacha is, who kaid him b'nai? He goes first. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, in b'nai zoriz m'muluch, if your son is very big zoriz, he's very masmid and he's very smart. But Talmudim is kind of yada, he remembers his limud, b'nai kaid mai. It's better you go work and let your son learn. Kiha, but we'll see, that's not always like that. Not always is son such a big Balkishra. Kiha de Rav Yaakov, Rey de Rav Acha by Yaakov. There was Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Acha by Yaakov. Shadri Avula Kameda Abaya. So Rav Acha by Yaakov sent his son Yaakov to learn by Abaya. He also, when he came back home for Ben Azmanim, Chazi, Lev Chadin Shmaitze, he saw, he had no idea what was going on. Omalei, I know I'm better than you. Tuv out here, you take care of the factory. The also I know, I'm going to go learn by Abaya. So Shama Abaya the Kava Asi. Abaya heard that Rav Acha is coming. It's like a very good guy for his yeshiva. He's very excited. The big tzaddik Rav Acha. Shama Abaya Dava Ka Asi. Have a who mazik ber abanon the Abaya. In the Beis Medrash of Abaya, there was a certain mazik that he have aili betrain a filbi mama have a miski. This mazik was a very bold mazik. Usually a mazik is only mazik at night and never mazik two people. But this mazik, even for two people by day, it still was mazik. So he didn't know what to do with it. The Abaya didn't know what to do with this mazik. So he heard now a big tzaddik of Acha's coming. He said like this, Omalu, he made an announcement in town. Don't give Rav Acha a place to sleep. Maybe that happened in Ace from Rav Acha. Oh, so Rav Acha went, boss by who be Rabban. He went to sleep in the Beis Medrash. All of a sudden he sees this mazik. It appeared as a snake with seven heads. So Rav Acha started davening to get rid of his mazik, called Kare Dekara. Every time he bowed down, part of his davening, not the Chad Reisha, one of the heads fell off. And the next day it was gone. Amar lohu lamachar. So the next day he told Abaya, lo yisrach, Jesus, not for the nice. I would have been in Sakana. What did you do to me? You made me lose my schosim. So Zokhtaman Shah, what's Taka Pshah and Abaya? Abaya, you don't do this. You're making him lose his schosim, making a nice, like taking a chance. Ain't so kind of nice. What's going on over here? Zokhtaman Shah, that you see from here the koyach hatfila, that if there's someone davens for something, it's not a nes, it's a metzias, and he knew the koyach hatfila of Acha, so therefore he put him in the mispedus. He said, I knew we were going to get rid of him. So what was Rav Acha's taina? Zoktim Hashav. If you look at the lashon, he said efsu shvachas nisa. Rav Acha said, you just said my tefila, no problem. But he said nisa, the nes, and that's not good because my nes already then I lose my schosim, and that was his taina against. That was his taina against Rabbi. Talk about Rabbi Torah Baran. Lumay Torah is Isha. To learn Torah or to marry a Isha. What do you do first? Yilma Torah Vach is Isha. First learn Torah and then marry Isha. The Yef Shalav Le Isha. If it's not possible to live without a wife, Yisi Isha Vach Yilma Torah. Then marry first and learn Torah. Om Rav Yudha Mashmuel. Halacha No Yisi Isha Vach Yilma Torah. The halacha L'maisa is that you should marry first and then learn Torah. Rabbi Yechon Amar, what are you talking about? Rechayim v'tzevaroi, you have the mill on your neck, which means the oil of parnasa on your neck. V'yasi v'tayra. So he says, no, you should first learn tayra. The Rambam says, loy pli gadam achlekes. Halon v'aluhu. So Rashi learns halon v'aluhu means like this: the Bnei Bavel used to go learn tayra in Eretz Yisrael. So since they're not learning in the place where they're married, so you don't have to worry about parnasa because they're not here. So they can go learn without any daigus, and they have the wife who is married, and they'll live without her because they have a wife. and but they're in a place. So therefore, they could first get married, then learn Torah. Mashenk and Eretz Yisrael, where they're in the same place, there you first learn Torah and then get married. Because if not, you're going to have Tzarchi bias on you. That's what the Rashi learns. Tais has a question on that. We're saying in Bnei Bavel, Mamash haven't made. They're married, so no her, but they don't have to take care of Tzarchi bias because they're not here. Frey Tysis, they still have her, they don't have the wife. Imkene Kati Ika her is a Frey Tysis, Mil Tysis. Kivin Shahol Chaluma, Chosavakaima. So Tysis learns Mamash Punk Fakert. Akeni Ramadam Ipcha. The Rabbi Yechon don't rechaim with Savar Vyasa with Tyra Bnei Bavel. Because there, they can't leave their wife and go learn Torah, because they have to stay here for Parnassah. So they can't leave. So by Bavel, you should first learn Torah, then get married. Mashenk in Eretz Yisrael, with there, in Eretz Yisrael, there they were Ashirim, they had more money there, they weren't so poor, and therefore there you could get married and learn Torah because you're about to learn Torah but Torah because you're married, and you'll have Parnassah to live. So that's the Machlek is what Halam Valu means. Zogdimarvayt, the Mishtabach Le Rav Chista Rav Huna v'Drav Amnuna, Rav Chista was Mishtabach, he told Rav Huna, by the way, I have his Talmud Rav Amnuna, he's not Shaykh. The Adam Gadol, he's the Adam Gadol. We had actually before a discussion with Rav Amnuna, Rav Chista, I don't know if I remember, it's Karanuna, but we had that discussion before. Like, part of Chista Rav Huna, my Talmud Rav Amnuna, he's something else. Amalei, so Rav Huna said, okay, when he comes, let me talk to him. Amalei, when he comes to town, send him to me. He also, when he came, Chazilei Parasudra, he saw he wasn't wearing a sudor over his head. And Rashi says that's a siman that he's not married, because like a talis ibn the cup. Well, after you get married, you wear a talis over the head. That comes from this Gemara. They used to wear, after the marriage, you wear a talis over the head. Amalei, my town of Parisa Sudra, why aren't you wearing something over your head? Amalei, Lena Sivna, I'm not married. Ahadur la Pamanera, who turned around? They can't look at you. Amalei, Chazilei Chazlu, make sure you don't come see me, Lapi, in my face, Adonosvis, until you get married. If you're 20 years old, you didn't marry Ish yet, call Yom of Avera. All your days in Avera. It's called Avera. All your days are Avera. And like the Miri explains, even if you get married, and you get married at 22, still the rest of your life you'll be Avera. Since you're so used to Avera from when he was a Bacher, so it won't stop until you get older. Therefore, you have to get married before 20. If not, call Yom of Avera. That's what Rav Huna. Until a person is 20, HaKadosh Baruch waits, when is he going to get married? Once he reaches 20, he doesn't get married. Hashem says, let his bones rot. It's a big words here. You know why I'm better than my friends? Than a sibling of Shitzuk. I got married at 16. If you have a nisimna ba'avisah, if I would have got married at 14, have a mina lesata on top of the flam in the mouth, have a mina lesata gira necha. If I got married at 14, forget about it, the sultan would have been lost. I would have been able to stick the eyes of the sultan. Omele ravel rab nosim bar ame. Ad yodich al tzavre de breich, when your hands are still on the neck of your son, which means then you should either, Rashi stup shatim, either marry him off at that time, or give him tichach at that time. That's the best time to give a kid tichach. When is that? Meshitza about Esther and Tarti. And from 16 to 22 is the best time to either marry him or forgive him Musa, because that's a time when he was younger than 16, he can't listen as well. It doesn't go in as well. After 22, he'll just leave you if you're too stark with him. Therefore, the best age is from 16 to 22. The army law, the best time to mechanach the kid is from 18 until 24. And the Gemara says, "Really, mechagas tanoim ketanoi, chanoich lenar al pidarkoi." You should teach your child al pidarkoi that this is the way he should be misnaig all his life. So right now, at this time, is the best time to teach him. What is called lenar? When is the time that it goes in and it'll work that he'll keep that derech the rest of his life? Rabbi Yudav Abichem, Yechadam Meshitz Vare Esu Mitarat. From 16 to 22, that's the best years, the most fertile years for him to accept the Musar and to learn the Derech. Vechadam, from 18 to 24. So it's that Machlaikis, 16 to 22, or 18 to 24. And like the Mara saying before, the other Chatzavre Devarech, either marry him or forgive him Musar. Those are the best years. Those are the years where the Musar will go in. You could be stark with him. He won't leave you. And those are the best years to Mechanical Child.